believing in Obama.
It's kind of like the NAACP during the during this period in the Depression versus the communists. When they were trying to organize, the NAACP was that, the bourgeoisie taming down the struggle.
Yeah.
It's very accurately, in one of the other articles, compared to Booker T. Washington versus W.B. Du Bois.
Yeah.
With Cornel West being Du Bois and Ta-Nehisi Coates being Booker T. Washington. Very similarly, with, you know, West being an actual left figure seeking to sort of push forward the struggle, even though, I mean, there are significant criticisms to be made of West, but of this significant force that is genuinely pushing for a better society through real socialist means versus, say, the Booker T. Washington type figure in the form of Ta-Nehisi Coates, just essentially preaching this gradualism, the gradualism of liberalism itself, of, you know, it's not for us to do. It's for these great figures above us to do, and we just kind of need to bide our time, so to speak.
Yeah.
We just need another Obama, so to speak, that type of thing.
Because of time, I have like 2 minutes here, but I'll just read a quick quote from an article from JSTOR Daily, written by Hope Reese, December 25th, 2017, with a lot of different questions in here, not focusing on the Ta-Nehisi Coates thing, but... Quote, you've been critical of Ta-Nehisi Coates, saying that he is an example of trying to fit into the neoliberal establishment. Can you explain your criticism of his work? And like you just described, Jai, he goes into, Cornel West goes into this. Let's see. There's a lot here. I don't wonder what I can, I'll focus on this one. He says that Barack Obama, this is he's quoting a recent book by Coates, or was it an article? Third book. Barack Obama is a culmination of Malcolm X's legacy, and here's another figure that one can talk about how he is our shining black prince. It's a flagrant misreading of black history. But Barack Obama is in no way the culminating moment of Malcolm X's legacy, and I'll fight over that till the day I die. Wow. That's a larger discussion. Don't allow anybody to think that a moderate neoliberal head of an American empire is the culminating moment of one of the greatest critiques of white supremacy and capitalism and the American empire, Malcolm X. Barack Obama's relation to Malcolm X is about as tight as the relationship of John Coltrane to some bluegrass singer. Just because they're the same color doesn't mean they're in the same trajectory, et cetera. Maybe we'll get back to this next time. We're pretty much out of time. Last words?
Power to the people.
Whatever you want to say. 4 seconds.
Reclaim the legacy of Malcolm X. He was a radical socialist. Please do not compare him to Obama or any other liberal. That's very insulting.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And you've been listening to Socialist Alternative Radio. Go to Socialist Alternative Radio on Facebook. Go to socialistalternative.org. Join us in the struggle for a decent, surviving world. A world of democratic socialism. Thanks for listening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2018. We're going to rock. Bye.
American Idiot is a good way to end.
No, I wanted to do it. I'm sorry. You're going
to
hate me.
That was a perfect way to end.
I played this one too much.
What are you trying to play? I think this is Jesus of Suburbia, isn't it? Stop. Holiday should be the next one after Jesus of Suburbia. It should be Holiday. Don't wanna be an American idiot. No, I'm saying after. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mindfuck America. Welcome to a new kind of tension. All across the alien nation. Everything is meant to be okay.
Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
You know those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom? What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Hey, this isn't our normal slot.
Oh, no.
We are here.
I said good morning when I came in, even though it's 1 in the afternoon.
I guess for people having a late brunch, you're joining us for casual. The second week in a row, which since we've switched to every other week, we're hopping in for a special edition of Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. And it is indeed special edition because we are counting down the top 50 songs of 2017.
A brutal four-hour edition
of
this.
We tease some special guests. Unfortunately, our wrestling take master could not make it in, but he may be calling in.
He's playing Nintendo.
He said that he has some hot year-end takes for us. So
yeah.
If Corbett calls in, we will take a listen. If you want to call in, number Sarah, 857-915. That's not the right number. Number Sarah, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. Almost started giving my cell phone number there.
Nice.
Which would have been bad. All right. So
it's cold.
Thank you.
That's my take.
Before we get into the countdown, would you like to review the bottom half to see if there were any issues you took out? It was posted earlier
the
on the Brutal Brunch
the countdown?
The Brutal Brunch Facebook page.
Ooh, let me get
numbers
to it.
101 through 51, because there is indeed a list of the top 101 songs of 2017, but we don't have enough time to count them all down.
Is there something important about the bottom half of this list?
No, I just know if anything was going
to
make you angry, such as
roast me with
Cradle of Filth. Game number 92 will not be played this afternoon.
I'm in a blind rage right now. So, yes, you're right. I'm mad.
Why don't we race through it real quick? So, starting at 101, Trollfest, Professor Otto, your boys from who speak, invented a language to sing their songs in.
Yeah.
Who have Lorna Shore, Denounce the Light, Isley with Sparky, and Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness, Brooklyn, You're Killing Me, Degrader, Hometown Boys with Gaia, The Shins with Fantasy Island, Royal Thunder, We Never Fell Asleep, 88 Fingers Louie, Knock It Off, Benthic Realm, also local. They arose from the ashes of Second Grave.
Mm-hmm.
They were at 93 with Awakening, Cradle of Filth, Heartbreak and Seance, Municipal Waste, Poison the Preacher, Exhumed, Incarnate Hands, Los Campesinos, A Slow So Death, Jasta with the Same Flame. That was off a album of previously released unrecorded music that Jamie Jasta of Hatebreed put together. Deer Tick with Cardhouse at 87, The Dopamines, The King of Swirling Powers, Part 1, 2, 3. Rings of Saturn, Servant of the Sentience, Senses Fail, Jets to Peru, Speak the Truth, Even If Your Voice Shakes, which is the same singer as Senses Fail. You see what I did there?
I see
with Drowning on the Sidewalk or Dying Inside. Mutoid Man, local, 82. Kiss of Death, OC45, local, Trainwreck. They aren't a local Trainwreck. The song is called Trainwreck at number 81. 80, Group Love, Torso. Darkest Hour, 79, The Flesh and the Flowers of Death. Cold War Kids, No Reason to Run. Cavalera Conspiracy, Spectral War. Cellar Darling came from... Cavalera Conspiracy came from a band you'll hear this afternoon. Cellar Darling also came splintered off from a band you'll hear this afternoon. Their song, Black Moon.
Hey, you can probably slow down. We got time. Explore the studio space.
Hey, people just want to hear their music. Blood Clot, featuring the singer of the Cro-Mags. Slow Kill Genocide, Mobina Glory.
James Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. There you go.
I've watched, he has a series of videos that they put on Vice of him just making like vegan tacos. And like,
oh, he has
vegan.
A book.
So it's like, it's recipes from his book. It's very funny though.
The book, Meat is for Pussies, which I wouldn't recommend just because it's, if you've seen Food Inc., it's the same thing. It's just like a bunch of nonsense about being a vegan.
but I like him. He's like a cool
guy. He's a cool guy, yeah. 74 was Mobina Galore with Nervous Wreck, A Virgin's Crown with Erebus at 73. At the Drive-In was
Get
back
to the
this
good
year.
One, yes.
Hostage Stamps.
So good.
What's good? That was good? Or 71, The Black Dahlia Murder Nightbringers.
I just love At the Drive-In. They can do whatever.
There you go. come
they
back,
like,
kid.
Throw a bass guitar into an amp, really? I didn't know you like them that so much. Good.
Do you like the Mars Volta?
I do.
Oh, interesting. Learn something new every day about my co-host. Come Back Kid is number 70 with Consume the Vision, Direct Hit, exclamation point, Blood on Your Tongue, The Bomb Part, Bomb Pops with Jerk, Kasabian, Bless This Acid House at 67, 66 is The Go Team, Semicircle Song, The Bunny the Bear with Wait and See, Lich King, Cut the Shit, number 64,
Woo!
Greeley Estates, Calling All the Hopeless at 63, 6th Century of the Narcissist, question mark, at 62, Hit the Lights, Believe in Me.
The answer is yes.
Svetlana's at number 60, they're the band that's been banned from Russia, Putin on the Hits, Rebuilder, also local band, Mile or
Inch
at 59.
Is it putting on the Ritz? Is it just putting on the Ritz?
Putin, P-U-T-I-N.
No, I understand that. Oh, but is it like, putting on the Ritz? Is it like that?
I don't know what that song is.
Does it sound like that, what I just did? Oh, my God.
58 is Byzantine with Trap Joss. 57, another local band, Within the Ruins, Death of the Rockstar. 6 Feet Under at 56, Roots of Evil. That's right, no Cannibal Corpse on this countdown, but 6 Feet Under is there. Hellmouth at 55 with Hands Cold as Death. 54 is Milk Teeth with Lillian. Creeper at 53 is Hiding with Boys. 52, Silverstein with Ghost. And 51 is Knuckle Puck with Gone. Am I okay to do 50, or are you looking something up here?
Putting on the Ritz. That's the song I'm talking about.
No.
Does it sound like this, but Putin?
Not really.
What the hell? Why? Why would they do that?
Because it's better.
We'll see.
All right. I see what's going on here. All right, Summer 50. You like this band because they almost beat up a bunch of Proud Boys at one
is
of the
it,
shows.
Is it Power Trip?
The Metal, yes, the Metal Sucks.
Yeah, Power Trip's so good.
It's voted by the people on Metal Sucks, the album
fun,
of the year.
Fun people.
They are fun people. They do it for the people,
yeah.
As they say. So the album Nightmare Logic came out this year, again voted number one by the readers of Metal Sucks. And this song's about...
Also interesting, right? Because you feel like in the metal internet world, it's just that guy. Remember, like, there was a guy... Remember the needle drop, whatever that guy is? Do you ever see that on YouTube? There's, like, a guy who reviews, like, black metal stuff.
Yeah.
It's this guy, and he looks like a hipster. Like, okay. He just, like, look... If you were just, like, picked hipster in the dictionary, he's, like, bald. He has, like, the thick glasses, like, poorly fitting, like... cardigans and stuff, and he's always reviewing black metal, so okay. He's hit all the genres of what it is to be a hipster, but he's like also like a Proud Boy dickhead apparently too, which I was very happy to find out because I don't like him, and I'm like, oh, good,
that's
now there's
good.
More
now
reasons
have,
for me to
yes.
not like you.
Perfect. So, well, I wonder what he thinks about the Twitter spat between him and
but what I was saying though is Gavin. It's interesting that Metal Sucks voted Power Trip like most favorite because the internet is just full of monsters, especially in the metal.
The readers always complain about their website,
yeah, yes,
because of being there. They came out with self-proclaimed social justice warriors. So there you go. All right, so let's do it. Number 50 on the
Putting
Bunch
on the Ritz.
Songs of the year. This is Power Trip. This song's about killing evangelicals. This is Executionist Tax, Swing of the Axe.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That, if you couldn't tell, was a song called Rise of Rebellion. That was number 46 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017. That was Act of Defiance. We'll get back to them for a second. We started off. Let's go back to the beginning. Power Trip was number 50.
So good.
Executioner's Tax, Swing of the Axe.
I punched all the windows out in the studio.
49 was Born of Osiris with Glorious Day. That was off the album they did this year. So back a decade ago, they put out The New Rain, and then they re-recorded the whole... they re-recorded the whole thing.
Yo, yo. We may need emergency surgery in the studio.
He just got so gent.
I was so gent over here. I gented the microphone off.
So 49 was Born of Osiris with Glorious Day. So as I was saying, a decade ago, they put an album called The New Rain, and then they re-recorded it and put it out as The Eternal Rain this year. And Glorious Day was the only, well, it wasn't a new song, but a song that they'd never recorded before. They had written it for The New Rain,
tight,
and then they recorded it for The Eternal Rain.
Fresh.
There you go. Number 48 was Local Heroes, or not Local Heroes, but Show Heroes, Ghost Bath.
Show Heroes, Ghost Bath.
Ethereal.
10 saddest anime deaths, anime music video, background by Ghost Bath.
47 was Kitty in a Casket with White Lies. As I was telling Matt off the air, a lot of hardcore Kitty in a Casket fans were angry this year because... So basically, Paramore...
because they're completely different now.
Paramore put out an album this year that was not good. So apparently Kitty in a Casket saw an opening and said, let's be Paramore now.
Hell yeah.
They basically went from Psychobilly to what you just heard.
In fairness...
And their fans were not... the Psychobilly fans are not happy on YouTube.
I look forward to seeing that as the new Ring of Honor theme.
Yes. 46, Act of Defiance, Rise of Rebellion, off of Old Scars, New Wounds. Matt, that band is ex-Megadeth.
Mm.
Chris Broderick broke off.
Had some negative things to say about my hero.
Exactly. So I'm quite delighted that they are on this countdown, and Megadeth was not on my countdown last year. And also, Matt Bashand from Shadows Fall is in that band as well.
Yeah.
So local guy, local connection there.
Shadows 46. Fall. Good follow on Facebook, Shadows Fall.
All right. You're good there?
I'm good now. This is like untwisted.
All right. All right, do you want me to go right back into the number 45 here? Did you want to...
Can I play a Christmas song?
Yeah, so real quick, last week, I was here on my own on Christmas Eve morning to play a bunch of Christmas music, and Matt wasn't here, so I guess he really wants to play something.
You ready?
You're good to go.
It's gonna kick in a second. You're gonna be so happy.
All right.
Once bitten,
it's a typo negative cover band doing Let's Christmas. I'm trying to screw this thing back up.
Tell me, baby. Yeah.
Anyway, Merry Christmas. I'm sorry I didn't make the last show, but I wanted to play this song so bad. It's so good.
There you go. We're going to listen to the whole thing, or we're going to
miss it? Nah, it's like 2 minutes long.
Right.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
All right, thank you, Matt. Actually,
hey,
you just heard Matt doing some vocals. He claimed that he says he's going to bring back the
pig squeal
week. Squeals.
Yeah.
We could have a pig squeal.
Because I was listening to that Exhumed.
That's right. The official the album art cover of the year.
Yeah, could be. Although
as voted by me, Brutal Brunch.
The Ghost Bath cover was pretty good too. Even though they're getting roasted on the internet.
It is a great
fans.
Cover, but it's not like a 70s horror movie like Exhumed is.
No, it's really good. And was it, let me ask you this question. Did you fold it? Is that why it was
no,
like that?
That's
it was done that on purpose
that way,
to look
yes.
like you were folding a poster basically.
Yes. Okay. So if you buy the record, it looks like the
even better. So, even yeah. better. Yeah, you're right. That's the best album cover.
All right, so we're going to get back into the countdown now. Thank you for that little Christmas interlude.
You're welcome.
With Winds of Plague, this band, another local connection. As we said, the bassist of Rise of Rebellion was from Shadows Fall.
Mm-hmm.
The keyboardist from Winds of Plague is local as well. Adrian Cowan from the band Seven Spires, who may or may not make an appearance later on this countdown, joined Winds of Plague as like their fifth keyboardist in history. Yeah, so they're at number 45 with Dark Waters. Did you have something to say before I continue?
No, I was going to yell. I wanted to say, like, if we had a producer, I could yell at him to come in here, like Baba Booey. I'd be like, fix my microphone, Baba Booey.
All right, so
that's
so
not
Matt's
true.
Gonna,
I fixed my own microphone.
Use his handyman skills as we continue with the countdown. Number 45, Winds of Plague with Dark Waters.
Winds of Plague. of cliche. The way defund them and us, those you fear and those you trust. You know what that guy, and he's very articulate. You know I'm Mexican and she's honest and diligent. You don't see color, but some people need discipline. A dog is a dog, some people need to learn a lesson. Away. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it when they check this. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass when they're talking your fish. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it when they check this. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass, get a pass, we'll be your race. Away. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it when they check this. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass when they're talking your fish. Just cause you don't know your races, they think it when they check this. Just cause you don't know your races, you don't get a pass, get a pass, we'll be the best. We'll be right back.
And that's a song that Matt hates.
Putting on the Ritz.
Number 41 was Ailstorm with Mexico.
I was saying, I don't hate it, but I feel like it would have to be in like a real Cancun type. I don't know. Like,
just a bunch of people drinking and having fun, like a bunch of pirates. Bunch of pirates.
Yeah, but sitting in here with you is like too academic. We're just like.
Sorry, we're not allowed to drink alcohol
like,
in air.
I'm just like stroking my beard, being like, I don't enjoy this.
They're number 41. Number 42 was Piers with Hey There Begonia, a song about white gentrification. 43 was Anti-Flag with Racist, which we actually did play earlier in the show, early in the year on the show, as we did with Ailstorm.
Yes.
Number 44 was Elvete, from Switzerland. More about them in a second. 45 was Winds of Plague with Dark Waters. So number 44, that was Epona.
The Dark
by
Water.
By Elvete.
The Dark Water.
And as I mentioned, they're from Switzerland. And the first foreign language entrance to the list this afternoon. Not the only.
Ooh.
However, real quick about them, I mentioned a band called Cella Darling was in the bottom half of the list. Cella Darling was formed by Anna Murphy, who is the former vocalist of Elvete, along with Ivo Henze, a guitarist, and Merlin Sutter, a drummer. And they all left the band under questionable circumstances last year and formed their own band.
Questionable circumstances.
So Anna Murphy was replaced by Fabienne Ernie, who you heard on lead vocals there. She can also play the Celtic harp and mandola. As Matt said, it sounds like there's a lot of instruments in this band.
Yeah, it's like the Gypsy Kings of metal. It's like 40 people on stage.
So real quick, the singer, Shriegel Glansman, can play. He does vocals, mandola, whistles, pipes, gaita, acoustic guitar, bodhrán, and the harp. Kay Brem is their new bass player. Raphael Salzman is on lead guitar. I shouldn't say new bass player, but Kay Brem has been in the band since 2008, but it's one of those bands that constantly rotates.
Yeah.
Matteo Sisti plays bagpipes, whistles, and mandola.
Who comes out with the grinder and goes like...
So, get into that. Alan Ackerman is on drums, their new drummer. Jonas Wolf is their new rhythm guitarist. Michelina Melisse plays the hurdy-gurdy.
What is that?
It's like the thing, like you said, you wind it and like...
Okay,
makes,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Fabienne there on vocals. All right.
It's like an accordion kind of. The
not really. It's like, because it's a stringed instrument too. There's like strings that go